Hello, friends. This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. We're going to talk today. We're going to play a game called More Likely, and it's something that I posed as part of a television show primarily involving college football on a Fox Sports regional network a number of years ago. It's very timely for multiple reasons. We'll get into it. Thank you for being there for me. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Instagram at ToddWright2121. And of course, if you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers back on board with my podcast and golf tournaments. A couple of very excited people grabbed bowling parties for 12, I believe, with pizza and drink at the most recent 2023 Todd Wright Tour Championship Golf event. Pin Chasers is Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling, food, and fun. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. I don't read this as well as Drew Garabo. I'm just going to admit that. For more information, go to pinchasers.net and start having fun. Thank you, Anthony Peroni, for coming back with us for the 2023 football season and football coverage. Bill Curry Ford, your first family of Ford in Tampa Bay, a mile north of Raymond James Stadium. If you would like the same car buying experience that I had sitting across from the general manager of the dealership, whose job it is to sell vehicles, you can have that same experience I did, and I am very pleased with it. Traded in a 2014 Ford for a 2018 Ford, subtracted 60,000 miles from one to the other. All got done quickly. The vehicle has been outstanding. I have had it serviced with Tracy and Kaylee and Mark over in the service department. Yeah, it's a good experience to get in front of the GM of Bill Curry Ford, to tell him what you want and talk the numbers, new or pre-owned. Reach out to Grace Thomas at Bill Curry Ford. Ask her to set you up with an appointment to speak to Sean Sullivan. If you have any trouble getting a hold of Grace, who handles Sean's schedule, then you come to me, right? Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. I will contact Grace on your behalf. She will contact you. We will get this done. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. Brandon Legal Group, full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. They provided all the gift baskets for my first-place team, Team Eisman, at the most recent Todd Wright Tour Championship. Team Eisman has really been cleaning up. In back-to-back weekends recently, they not only won my Todd Wright Tour Championship and all the prizes that went with that, including a very tasty custom cake made for the tournament with the tournament logo. It's on my social media from the wonderful Melissa at Alessi Bakery with help from Chrissy Palmer, who runs the store. The previous weekend, the Eismans each won, Becky and Bill won a huge gift basket at the Sydney Has a Sister casino night that I was also in attendance at, supporting the efforts of the wonderful Ernie and Becky Black, one of my favorite understated power couples in the Tampa Bay area. Back to Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm. Full service can mean many things. If you have a legal need and would like to find out if what they call full service covers what you need for full service, how about a free consult? 844-4BLG for me, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. So I did a TV show for a number of years. Honestly, I've done a ton of great stuff professionally in my life, and one of which was a show called Tailgate Overtime on a Fox Sports regional network in Florida that currently now is called Bally Sports Sun. Prior to that was Fox Sports Sun. Prior to that was Sun Sports. Prior to that was Sunshine Network. That's enough. I worked with a great crew, both on camera and off camera. We did the show once a week during the college football season, and we did it for a few years. 1 hour show. Whit Watson was the host. Just spoke to Whit recently, trying to get him to Todd Ray Tour 42. And Whit now of Golf Channel and PGA Tour Live. Mike Bianchi was sort of my foil on that show. Big surprise. Longtime columnist and talk show host in Orlando. Never short for an opinion. And then we had three frickin' studs from the big three football programs. Steve Walsh from the Canes, who I went to college with. Chris Doering from the Gators, who is now a stud on SEC Network with ESPN. And bar none, one of the best guys I know, William Floyd from Florida State and the Super Bowl 29 champion San Francisco 49ers, who I'm also trying to get to play in my next golf tournament. One of the ideas I had for the show was embraced by Whit and Jeremy and others who were involved with the show, and it was a concept called More Likely, where we throw out two things and basically debate which is more likely to happen. Whit still brings it up with me. He liked it. I liked it. We had fun with it. And again, to give credit for a guy you love to hate, and Mike Bianchi out of Orlando, this is how easy it was to work with Mike Bianchi. I would submit ideas for More Likely, then Whit and Jeremy sort of put their stamp on them or changed them. It wasn't my show. I just loved having input. Then they printed out what the script was for the questions. Mike would come to me before the show and say, hey, I know this is kind of your segment. Which one do you want to argue for? I'll argue against the other to make it good TV. So Mike made it really easy on me. And he was very, very good at it. So we did this and we had fun with it. So in that vein, today's Todd Wright Toddcast is a More Likely. More likely to disappoint. Manifest or Mayfield? Hear me out. A while ago in this space, I did a podcast asking someone to save a TV show. I mentioned Drew Garabo earlier, and I value his time when he listens to some of these podcasts. Drew knows I did that podcast. Drew even said on his highly rated radio show in Tampa Bay on the Bone, social media efforts and podcasts can't save TV shows. And damn it, Netflix came along and saved Manifest. Some of you are saying, probably most of you, what the hell is Manifest? Manifest is a 1 hour show that debuted on NBC a handful of years ago. And it was promoted very heavily on Sunday Night Football. And even Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth were like, I'm going to have to watch this. The concept was a plane takes off, disappears. Everyone is presumed dead. Nothing is ever found. And 5.5 years later, the plane lands in New York. Everyone on the plane has no clue they were missing. They are not injured. And they are told by basically a federal agent, you've all been missing for 5.5 years. And the twist is none of them have aged a day. So the pilot got a ton of buzz. People started watching. It was interesting. It got renewed for season two. Watch season two. Ratings dropped a little more. Still really interesting. Season three, which I was stunned they got a season three. And then NBC cancels the show. And people who had watched every episode, right, you know the deal. You've had your favorite shows. You can't do this. We don't know how this ends. And the showrunner is clearly a guy who convinced NBC and then later convinced Netflix. Here's the ending. Don't you want to let people see this? So Netflix picked it up. On the caveat, they said to the showrunner, we can't give you, I think it was supposed to be a 6-season show. We can't give you 60 episodes. You're going to have to cut it down to 20. Make them action-packed. Get to the key stuff. And we'll do 10 episodes at a time. And those final 10 episodes are going to drop on the death date, June 2nd. So June 2nd is coming for those of us who are 8-2-8ers. And I have mixed feelings. Drew knows where this is going. How many of you have a TV show you loved and you watch the series finale and you don't like it? It doesn't scratch your itch. It doesn't satisfy you. It makes you angry that that's what they left you with. Seinfeld. For some reason the other night, I was just watching the last ever top 10 list of The Late Show with David Letterman. They had Seinfeld do one, and then three later they had Julia Louis-Dreyfus one, and hers was, I forget what the top 10 was, top 10 things I'd like to say to Dave. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus's was with Jerry Seinfeld standing behind her. Dave, thank you for allowing me to be a part of yet another disappointing series finale. And they zoomed in on Jerry, and it was great. Joke within a joke. So Seinfeld was one for me. I know The Sopranos is debated. They even did a Super Bowl ad based off that, right? I heard people didn't like the end of Game of Thrones, although the prequel or whatever. I don't watch fantasy stuff like that. But you can insert your own example. So, mixed feelings. I'm finally going to get to see how Jeff Rake explains what all has happened with Flight 828 on Manifest on June 2nd. And I already told somebody very special in my life, we're going to have to binge this over the weekend because there's no way we can spread out watching, say, an episode, one or two episodes a week. Everyone's going to be talking about this on social media because it's the wrapping up of Manifest and offering their opinions. We're not going to be able to stay away from it. So we're going to have to get to the end as quickly as we can to avoid spoilers. So I'm conflicted, because I think there's a very good chance that the end of this TV show is going to disappoint me. Very good chance. But I'm still in. I'm still thrilled Netflix brought it back. I like that NBC had it for 3 years, greenlighted it in the first place. It looks better on Netflix. The production elements are better. They don't seem afraid to kill anybody off, but the minute you think someone's dead, they're back. It's kind of like Westworld in that sense, right? Vance was dead. No, he wasn't. The mom was. Then we saw her. Was it really her? Then they just killed off another character. Will he come back, right? So they killed off Zeke. Then he was alive. Now he's dead again. So yeah, so you get it. It's my bad time travel show. I do like time travel shows. So there's a percentage chance I'm going to be very disappointed by the end of Manifest. Is it more likely that I will be disappointed by the end of my bad time travel show than Bucks fans will by Baker Mayfield. That's why this podcast is called Manifest versus Mayfield. Since the signing of Baker Mayfield, I have heard a number of optimistic things relating to Mayfield quarterbacking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, from a national standpoint, from the guys like Florio and others that talk about the contract, what the Bucs spent, base of $4 million, incentives up to about $8 million, I get that the Bucs were praised for the contract, because the Bucs paid roughly, well, let's just say less than what the Dolphins paid to Mike White and what the Commanders paid to Jacoby Brissett to presumably be backup quarterbacks. And instead they get a starting quarterback. Let's just drop the guys right now that this is a competition. No, it's not. It's Baker Mayfield's job until further notice. It is. Or he wouldn't be in Tampa Bay. There is zero reason to believe Kyle Trask will be the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If he was going to be the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield wouldn't have signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kyle Trask is not part of this conversation. It's Baker Mayfield quarterbacking the Bucs until further notice. Former number one pick 5 years ago. But the optimism from a number of Buccaneer fans confuses me. As much as what happened to Flight 828. Baker Mayfield was a failure in Cleveland and a failure as the number one overall pick in the National Football League draft. The reasons for his failure are exponential. That he was a bad teammate, that he needed to grow up, that his swagger doesn't work when you're not winning consistently, that he made the same bad decisions on the field. He made the same bad reads on the field. He made the same bad throws on the field. He wasn't coachable. The Browns wanted to get away from Baker Mayfield so much. They not only paid him $10.5 million to get out, but it was to clear the way for an alleged sexual predator that there's a lot of backlash about in the NFL, named Deshaun Watson. That's who Cleveland wanted instead of him at a very high price. That's how much the Browns wanted to disconnect with a guy they spent a number one pick on. And then he goes to Carolina, and he can't hold the job there. He asks for and receives his release. And at the time of his release, among qualified quarterbacks in the NFL and QBR, his was dead last. Warren Sharp also recently brought this up on his Twitter feed, how last year Tom Brady was so fast in releasing the football to compensate for a poor Buccaneer offensive line, which is now down, what, two more of the veteran pieces, for better or worse, the left tackle and the right guard. And Mayfield is just the opposite. Brady gets the ball out faster than everybody else. Mayfield was basically dead last. So now you're factoring that in to a team that has also lost their top running back in Leonard Fournette, We mentioned the left tackle, for better or worse. The right guard is gone. On the defensive side, Devin White wants out. Change in offensive coordinator. That new offensive coordinator has never called plays. It just goes on and on. So I don't get the optimism. I don't know where it comes from. I have been saying for years, when the Tom Brady era ends, the Bucs have to pay the bill, which right about $75 million in dead money. They took the Brady cap hit all this year, not spread it out over 2 years, which they could have done. And then you hit the reset button after 2023 with a new quarterback and a new head coach, and you try to build it up again. And this just in, if you didn't catch it, Cliff Kingsbury is going to work with Heisman Trophy winner Caleb Williams at USC next year under Lincoln Riley. Kingsbury and Williams could be a package deal next year for a team that wants to start over. Get Caleb Williams as the number one pick. Hire Cliff Kingsbury as your coach. He'll already have a year with that young man. New coach, new quarterback, boom, boom, and they've already worked together. The word rhymes with bank to get it in the number one pick for number one, or trade for it as Carolina did this year. So again, close it out. Thanks for your time. More likely to be disappointed, me, by the end of Manifest, or Bucks fans by Baker Mayfield. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers, Bill Curry Ford, and Brandon Legal Group. You can reach me via email at wright.todd@yahoo.com for golf information on the upcoming Todd Wright Tour 42 at Lake Javita in May. Email toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.